My guest at this time is North Carolina Republican Congresswoman Virginia Fox, who represents the Tar Heel State's 5th Congressional District. She joins me today to talk about the latest developments in the efforts to put Americans back to work, including Republican rejection of the president's jobs bill in the Senate and what is likely to come in the House of Representatives. And Congresswoman, thanks so much for being with us.
Sure, I'm glad to be with you.
Well, not a big surprise that Republicans did not go along with the president's jobs plan. I'm sure if it made it to the floor in the House, it would meet a similar fate, if not worse, than it did in the Senate. What are the essential reasons why Republicans believe this is a non-starter?
There's two sides to this story. Number one, the focus is always on the fact that the Republicans didn't like it, but the Democrats didn't like it either in the Senate. They had to just barely get 50 votes for it in the Senate, so I think that's worthy of saying. But the main thing is that this is a mini-stimulus, or a half of a stimulus, I guess. The stimulus bill that passed right after the president got elected was $1 trillion. This is almost $500 billion. And that stimulus bill did nothing to create jobs, or almost nothing, and the ones it did create cost $200,000. This is basically an increase in taxes. It's a permanent increase in taxes for a temporary stimulus. Another side to this is that John Larson introduced the president's bill and put on the bill by request. When you put that on a bill, that means the person introducing it doesn't support it. And there hasn't been a single other Democrat to sign on as a co-sponsor to that bill. It's not a non-starter just because Republicans don't want to raise taxes, and Republicans understand that this is a sham. But Democrats understand it, too.
Do you believe the Democrats agree with most of your points, or do you believe they don't think it goes far enough?
Most of the Democrats agree with our points. There are some Democrats who I'm sure believe it doesn't go far enough, but none of them have signed on to it. Most of the time, they'll say, well, yeah, I'll support this. It's a step in the right direction. Maybe it doesn't do everything, but I don't think that's keeping them off the bill.
Just a few weeks ago, the president was on a short bus tour out in the Midwest, and this was before he presented his jobs plan, but he announced out there that he was going to present one and said if the Republicans in Congress, as he put it, rejected it, then, well, that's going to be the basis for his reelection campaign. So do you believe that this was a good faith attempt to actually find common ground, or is this just a means of launching a political campaign?
Oh, I think it's his means of launching a political campaign. You know, the president has the opportunity to use the bully pulpit, and he's using it very well. And for Americans who are busy working, who are worried about losing their jobs, who are out there raising their families, involved in church and scouts, and things like that, they don't have time to really delve into much of what's going on. And when the president gets up every day and says, you know, this will create jobs, and people don't have time to really check it out, a lot of them will believe him. So, I mean, he thinks he can repeat Harry Truman's feat in 1948 when Truman ran against a do-nothing Congress. Well, we're not a do-nothing Congress, and there's a big difference, too. Half of the Congress is controlled by the Democrats, so he has to run against the Democrats as well as the Republicans in the Congress.
Tell our listeners a little bit about what the Republicans in Congress are doing to promote your own jobs agenda. I know it would include issues like taxes and regulations, but what's specifically on the agenda?
Well, we've passed hundreds of bills already this year that would create jobs. These trade bills, even the president has said that these trade bills will create 250,000 new jobs, and yet he's held these trade bills in the White House until this week. And basically what got him to move them was the South Korean president is here in town. But that's one issue. The Republicans have very much pushed the trade bills. In addition, we have a whole book that we've put out called The House Republican Plan for America's Job Creators. And we are putting out, we've passed bills this spring, a lot of them dealing with energy, but others that deal with regulatory reform. Because what we hear from the job creators is there's too much uncertainty. Much of that uncertainty has to do with Obamacare. We voted to repeal Obamacare. They also can't deal with the uncertainty of all the government regulations and the government agencies, so we're doing everything we can to scale that back. We're doing a lot on energy. We're doing our best to open up new opportunities for the development of energy. That's holding back jobs. So we're doing a lot in the House. The Senate is doing nothing. I believe this will change when the trade bills pass, but the Senate has passed, and we've sent jointly to the president for signature 29 bills this entire year, and only five of those were substantive bills. The Senate's simply not doing anything.
You mentioned a moment ago, Congresswoman, that you believe that most Democrats who oppose the president's jobs bill, for the most part, probably agree with your reasons to object to it. Do you suspect that there's any thawing of the ice over in the Senate along those same lines, or do you just sense that there's a fundamental opposition because they came from a Republican House?
I think the Senate is almost completely dysfunctional these days. Even one of the senators said several months ago it's moribund. Moribund means it's dead. But I think the fact that they have 23 Democrats running for re-election next year, and there are only 10 Republicans running for re-election, has created a stalemate over there because basically they're afraid to take a position on anything. I think it's people looking after their own re-election that's creating the problem over there. They want to save their own jobs. They don't really care about the American people and what's happening with the American people. They're just looking after themselves.
Congresswoman, it'll be very interesting to watch what happens once these trade bills are done and everything else that's coming up on the agenda. Thank you very much for bringing us up to speed.
Well, thank you very much. And I just would encourage people to go to www.jobs.gop.gov and look up all that we have out there about how we've been doing things to create jobs.
Very good. Jobs.gop.gov. Virginia Fox, Republican Congresswoman from North Carolina, thanks again for your time.
Sure. Take care.
I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.